Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville's police department is seeking more officers to patrol in the downtown tourism district. And the announcement of the 2030 Super Bowl coming to town could further raise this need. That's one insight from the department's $355 million budget presentation to the Metro Council. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake said he had one ask ahead of the Super Bowl, an additional $5 million for the entertainment district.
In the world in which we live, visible, on-duty police officers are essential for a downtown such as ours.
That unit polices Lower Broadway on its busiest nights. Officers answer all kinds of calls, from shootings to drunken brawls. Right now, the unit works in concert with private security that's funded in part by the nonprofit Nashville Downtown Partnership. Councilmember Zulfat Swara asked why MNPD couldn't answer all the needs.
Can you walk me why we still need that when we have MNPD there? And why is MNPD not covering all the things that need to be done downtown?
The chief said the answer boils down to a lack of resources, now and for the foreseeable future. Emily West, WPLN News.
Drake said the downtown unit currently has 45 officers, but he would like to see it funded for 60. Two newly appointed members of Metro Nashville's Airport Authority Board cast their first votes last week on a measure that aims to keep them in their seats for more than just a couple months. Metro has always appointed the members of its airport authority, but this session, the legislature passed a law that takes over the leadership of all major airports across the state and replaces their boards with mostly state-appointed members. That law is set to take effect July 1st. Last week, Nashville's airport board, including those two new members, voted unanimously to oppose the law. Students in Metro Nashville Public Schools' summer learning program will get breakfast and lunch at no cost. The summer meals can be crucial for families experiencing food insecurity, especially as Tennessee has once again opted out of a federal program that gives low-income families extra funds to buy groceries over the summer. WKRN reports more than 60 Nashville schools will be sites for the summer food service program. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.